Hey guys, awesome episode today. We got a Snapchat flirt and meeting people at the gym. Check it out, enjoy, share it with friends. And welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from Harlem, New York City. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. That's right, we're going to keep it light today, Shelby.
It's pretty chill.
It's a chill day.
It's hot out.
Hot out.
Everyone's busy.
This feels very summery to me.
Oh, yeah.
This is the time of year. Well, you'll be walking down the street. This is you walking to this music. This is how you walk. A light in your feet, right?
With an iced coffee, no lid.
Iced coffee, no lid. Shelby knows how we do it here. Straight up barbecue. And this is the time of year you're alone a lot. It's podcast season, baby.
Uh-huh.
This is when you share. Listen to new things. Tell a friend, a coworker, a brother, a sister. This is the song that plays while my nuts get feathered by you, the listener. That's me. That's me going, woo, as you feather my nuts.
Pretty damn cool.
Make your Instagram story. Tag a bitch. That's right. We're walking down the street. Nuts getting feathered.
You're pointing out and like tagging bitches.
Yeah, I'm pointing at bitches as I walk down the street. That's how it goes. Very excited about today's guest, an OKP, original key player. She's been on before.
Oh, I thought that was like OK person. And okay. I was like, that's insulting.
An OK person. That's how I bring on every guest. Corinne Fisher, thank you for coming on.
Hi. I didn't know. I never know when I can jump in with these long intros.
Jump on in.
Confused.
Uh-oh. Guest. Chiming in early.
Yeah. No, you did it on time.
You're just having mini strokes in the middle of the intro.
I like that, you know, that song, you know, the water's warm. That's to represent the warmth of the show. Jump on in. It's so good to have you back.
Thank you. Why are we not using lids on iced coffees?
It's really been a life motto for me. When I used to work.
A life motto?
Yeah. When I used to work in an office, I would go and take breaks.
Okay.
And have a I'd go with my buddy and like, let's go get iced coffee. And then I would sip from it like I was at a barbecue.
Oh, and that's what you meant by the barbecue.
Yeah. So okay. It was like, you know, we might not be at a barbecue now, but up here.
In your mind.
In my mind.
Mental barbecue.
I'm living a mental barbecue every day. So that's why we take off the lid, sip, sip, sip. That's the, you know, the straw thing. I talk about it on stage sometimes and I've mentioned
on the
podcast.
I've seen that, but yeah.
Yeah. And people now send me all these like anti-paper straw things or pro turtle murder things. And it's not... It's not like I have this personal vendetta.
It's your new platform.
Yeah, this isn't my, like, this isn't how I run for president.
Right.
You know, like, I don't even use straws. I've been a barbecue guy. I was pulled in.
Mm-hmm.
I was pulled into this game.
Okay.
You know, this was that's something I never even wanted. So it's a war I didn't want to fight. I'm like Sylvester Stallone getting pulled in to back out of retirement to fight. You know, I'm Rambo.
Okay.
You know, when he gets, no, I don't want, but you're the best, Jared. We need someone to complain.
How'd you find me?
Yeah, I was on a mountain drinking from a cup with no lid, and they go, the straws need you. And I said, okay.
I'm here.
Once you're out.
I've been out of the game for a long time.
They pull you back in.
Corinne has an amazing podcast, guys.
Cool.
We fucked. That is on Luminary now.
Uh-huh.
Explain to the listeners. I think that's.
Sure.
A good thing to explain to people because it's the new frontier of podcasting. You're at the front of it. What is Luminary?
So it's just it's a new app. They're kind of explaining it as the Netflix of podcasting.
Yep.
Just a regular app you can download. You can download the app for free and use it as a regular like iTunes or Spotify as you would listen to any other podcast. But then they have exclusive premium content and Guys We Fucked as a part of that. So they had some like heavy hitter existing podcasts join
on.
And then they did... like bigger celebrities made specific podcasts, like Lena Dunham, Russell Brand. So, well, Russell Brand, I think, was existing.
So for a monthly fee, you get access to their whole library, which now includes Guys We Fucked.
You're their exclusive library. Otherwise, you can just use the app for free to stream anything.
You could find podcasts on there as you would.
Yeah.
Now, how does the relationship change with the listenership? Are there still free episodes out there?
We do.
How does it work?
Our archive still exists on iTunes and Spotify as it would. So it's only new episodes, which would be after like May 17th, 2019, when we went behind the paywall. And it changed because, I mean, we're able to get much bigger guests now because we have the relationship with Luminary.
Got it.
And then we also can go back to our roots, which is being really open and honest about our personal lives, because it honestly, like, it was just starting to affect our personal lives. That's a big part of the reason we joined Luminary.
Explain that, because I think I understand what you're talking about, where now, because I have patreon.com/JaredFreed, and I'm like, you know, when I do coffee with J Train every Sunday with your Patreon membership, I when I do that episode, I do have this kind of feeling with the people that are paying the $3 a month that they're not really into the ticky tacky things. There's an investment there. So if I say something, this is my personal point of view, and it might be, I'm sure it's different for you, but I'm saying, I know that when I speak on Coffee with J Train, I say some things there that, you know, might be that I need someone to meet me halfway on.
Mm-hmm.
Like that I need someone to understand the sensibility. And if someone's on Patreon, that means they understand the show. They like the show enough to even listen to more.
Yeah, they didn't just stumble on you. They know who you are as a performer.
They know what's going on here. Yeah.
They get your vibe. They have your back. They're a fan. They're not just listening out of spite.
Got family.
We had a lot of listening out of spite.
I really appreciate you popping off.
What is that one?
Got family here.
Listening out of
I really appreciate you popping off.
The family is on Patreon. The family's there.
Yes,
they appreciate me popping off.
Exactly.
So you're saying there were people listening that were kind of listening to get you?
Jared, I don't know if you know this, but like men and women are different.
Yes, I've heard.
And so our fan bases are a little different too.
Yeah.
Like women listen maybe because they want to just, you know, just spitball in here. Maybe they want to fuck you.
Sure.
No one who listens wants to fuck us. It's just a bunch of girls who kind of like
the
us.
The crowd here,
like
Feather
frenemy,
Studios,
like a frenemy.
Okay. The crowd here very upset with the learning that you're not, you know, don't have a thirsty audience.
No, well, there are some, I'm very popular with lesbians in training. Christina's very popular with just like old leathery skinned women.
Okay, perfect.
So that's kind of our demographic.
The lizard women.
Yes. Like a lesbian in training loves me. So I guess at that point looks like a young boy. That's fun.
Okay.
Very into it, you know? And yeah. And so like people were like DMing our ex-boyfriends, like finding real people in our lives.
Really?
Like getting truly like immersing themselves into our lives. Like we're just weird reality TV stars and fucking up actual relationships. And, you know, we were in a way it's like fun to talk about relationships in real time because then you can go back and it's like it'll be a time capsule for our lives.
Sure.
And a diary for people who are too lazy to write one.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not, I have to like now put a pause between, even though I didn't do that last week.
So you're finding it now that the people that are paying are more, they want to be there. They're not just there because it's
something
to do.
Well, I thought so until my ex and his new girlfriend blocked me on Instagram because someone DM'd them about what I was saying. So I guess not.
Really?
So I guess,
someone heard
I guess
what you were saying.
Is out the window.
But someone paid to hear what you were saying.
Yeah. There's a real problem with like people trying to help. And it's like, talking about my problems because I want you to help me. Like,
no,
you know,
this is for entertainment.
Exactly.
And I always say, with this podcast because we're going to do the emails in a second, but you know, it's commiseration. You're hearing that other people are going through similar things than you. You hear through hearing people's emails and hearing stories from the guests and myself that, oh yeah, this is how they went through it, and maybe I disagree or agree, but it's a frame of reference to know how I can go through it in the future.
Like, and advice podcasting isn't a two-way street. It's a one-way street.
Well, I kind of notice it with Instagram. Like I'm down the rabbit hole with, you know, the Bachelorette stuff is probably still up. Now we're taping this a little ahead of time, but all the Bachelorette stuff goes up.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll have people that sometimes, and it kind of bothers me, and I have to take it as a flattery they'll tag me in their fun bachelorette watching.
Oh, right. And they don't get that as a comic. You're like, you're just biting my bit.
Yeah. You're also, I don't want to like see yours and then go and then like forget about it, then remember. And then you have you go, well, you saw mine. I see that you saw mine.
Right.
And I maybe said something similar or like, also, I didn't sign up for your page to watch your shit.
Right.
You know, like I do this and I'm hoping that you enjoy it. But, you know, the TV doesn't watch you too. You know, so, and it's kind of a brave new world. I don't want to sound bitter or anything, but it does hit me. I'm like, and then sometimes I'll put up like a tweet, and a lot of times what happens is it'll show, people will show up to complain about the tweet, but they don't follow me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you showed up to a party that you weren't invited to.
Yeah.
And complain about the music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what it kind of feels like. And they'll say, well, yours is an open account. I go, well, if the door's open and I walk into a house where I hear music that I hate,
yeah.
I walk out. I don't stay there and tell
you.
Everyone
yeah.
that I at the party, like, what the fuck's wrong with your music, you idiots?
Mm-hmm.
I would leave.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's
well, people think
kind
that
of what you're
can't
getting.
Can't exist if they're offensive to anyone. And I was like, well, then nothing will exist.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure, like, someone could find a problem with this couch. Like, oh, the
sure.
material it's made out of, who you know, like
who
you can find
it.
A problem
yeah.
with anything if you look hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I always say never to look through your significant other's texts, because if you want to find
yeah you'll find something
you
to make you uncomfortable
something. It's the yeah. same it's the same thing
always yeah it's a it's you know that and that's probably a lot of the issues right now are just we see more, so there's more to be upset about.
And it's fun. I mean, like, even, you know, even like things that I really believe in that I've fought for online, at the end of the day, I've wasted the whole day on something that doesn't really personally affect
yeah.
me. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm just avoiding the own shit, you know,
yeah.
in my life. And that's what anyone is doing. And I understand it's therapeutic now and again, but
we're all doing that. We're all avoiding.
Of course.
Yeah. Going, you know, I'm sitting here complaining and I'm like, I said I was going to go to the gym 2 hours ago. I guess I'll eat now. listen, we're happy to have you here, Corinne.
Thank you.
Philanthropy Gal on Instagram. Go follow, go support. If you don't already, Guys We Fucked, it's on Luminary. The old episodes, you can find them out there too, so you can get into it. And
yeah,
then maybe
start now.
Go,
there's 6 years.
There you go. And then also, Two Less Lonely Girls is another podcast you have.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that with Rosebud
Baker. Yeah.
Rosebud Baker. Mm-hmm. And explain to the listeners what that is. You've been on before talking about that.
Right. It started, I mean, it's a pop culture inspired podcast, much shorter. We do like 30, 45 minute episodes every Monday.
Perfect.
And that's just available everywhere. That's completely free and available. And first season was our obsession with Justin Bieber. We
mm-hmm.
ended up stalking down Justin and Haley in Manhattan.
Yeah.
And then so we just started season two, where we are, after being inspired by my trip to London to see the Spice Girls reunion
okay.
tour, Rosebud and I are becoming Simon Fuller, and we are creating our own mega pop group.
Really?
Called Me Also. We've held auditions. Where I have audition footage.
Do you have
footage.
The band?
Well, we do. We didn't announce it yet, but there are 5 members.
How do you...
We wrote a song already.
Really?
Yeah, it's called Tears in My Pocket.
Love it. Well, what is the next step for these women? Is it...
So we're going to announce... Next week, we're announcing who made the final cut after the third episode of like the Me Also audition
mm-hmm.
footage that I did hire
okay.
a professional camera crew.
I saw
this
a little bit of
this. This is what happens
when
you're single and you start making money for yourself.
Yeah.
You just then...
I need places to put this money.
I go, how can I waste this
yeah.
as soon as possible?
What if this band actually... Like, I'm sure you're going to go through with this where you're going to have...
Oh, yeah. No, I love taking something way too far.
So what happens if they become like,
well, my manager was like, you need to have your lawyer look over some contracts.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, because I mean, please, I would, if something happened, we are committed to getting it played on a real radio station.
Okay.
That is one of our commitments.
And that's not
no, we know people
are
serious.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
mean,
yeah,
like
yeah.
we're just going to real cook call in favors. Mm. Nikki Glaser's getting a call. Like,
sure.
And we want to get this played. And then we're going to do a live performance / showcase. You know, like they would do industry showcases
yep.
with like 3 original songs and a choreographed, you know, dances in end of September for my birthday.
Someone's going to think this is real, real deal. And
oh,
you're
yeah.
going to, that's going to be the funniest person that you come across.
Yeah.
Like you need that. I would want to hear the interview with the person that's like, we got to make this happen.
Yeah.
You know, like the music exec.
People are really talented. Yeah,
listen.
I was surprised.
Well, everyone wants to perform. You know, if you have that in your background, you're like, well, that was something I did in high school. Then someone's like, here's an opportunity to, you know, a low stakes offer.
Yeah. And it's real exposure. People were like shitting on my ad. But I was just like, I mean, like, even though we are doing it kind of as a joke, I'm like, this joke, just being on Instagram, will get more exposure than most bands that have ever been put together.
Absolutely.
It's definitely going to get more exposure than Danity Kane.
Yeah. Well, that if it gets more exposure than Danity Kane, then I'll be literally impressed.
Wait, Danity Kane holds like a really special place in your
heart. I don't know. I just, I knew.
One hit song.
I know. If you get one hit song out of this.
That's because you're my age. That's the only reason you know who
Danity
Kane
is. I'm just saying I knew it right away. So if this becomes for someone, 10 years from now, they're Danity Kane. That's a successful thing to me.
I mean,
someone,
I'll die a happy woman.
Someone owns a house because they were in Danity Kane.
That's true.
So if someone in this group is a homeowner, that's a huge deal to making America great again.
It took a real turn.
Right. That's right. Thank you. Feather Nation Studios. Also, listen, so Corinne has a show, a stand-up showcase. Mm-hmm. It is at New York Comedy Club tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, 8/7, August 7th, Wednesday the 7th. You can go to New York Comedy Club. It's going to be at 9:15. It's called Corinne Fisher's Comics to Observe. I'm sure this will be all on your Instagram.
Yeah, you can use code PETTY for a discount.
Code PETTY for a discount. Is it you and a bunch of comics or just you?
No, it's me. It's like when Sarah Silverman does Sarah Silverman and Friends, but only much lower standards.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's me and then a bunch of comics I like who either I don't think have gotten the exposure they deserve or who are up and coming.
So it's like a curated list of comics.
Yeah, I threw Louis J. Gomez on there.
There we go. It's all of New York's underappreciated. That's
After I hated him, I was like, you do a lot of work.
Talk about, making America great again. That's the business owner.
Yeah.
He's got a whole network going on.
Two businesses. He would correct you. Just like he corrects the
businesses?
J. Two businesses.
Sorry.
He got the merch business too, Jared.
I like the merch business. Yeah. I like them both. I'm a fan. So, okay, let's do the emails. Corinne Fisher at Philanthropy Gal on Instagram. Go follow. Go support. 3-year staring contest, and I still can't make a move. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Huge fan. Waiting for you to come to Orange County. I'll be feathering your nuts from the front row. Ooh. How do I approach the hot guy from the gym? Long story, but I'll make it short. This was there was this hot personal trainer at my gym 4 to 5 years ago when I first started going to this gym. I definitely noticed he had looked at me a few times as I walked by, but we never interacted. Fast forward a year later, he stopped working there, but about 2 months ago, I noticed that he's back at the gym. He's back as a civilian, and we work out around the same time every day. We're both gym rats, and I'll see him about 3 to 4 times a week. I caught him looking at me a few times, and I think he probably caught me looking as well. However, neither of us have made a move. I want to get to know him, but I'm not too sure how to even say hi. Is it weird because it's been an ongoing staring contest for years? Should I just walk up and say hi? I guess I have the fear of rejection. Things will be awkward at the gym afterwards. I mean, if he was interested, he would have come up to me by now, right? Mm-hmm. Your feedback is appreciated. Also, a celebrity lookalike from Shelby would be great. Love you both. Shelb, Classic Shelb has an amazing talent to pick the celebrity that the person looks like.
Oh, you do?
Writing in.
Oh, and, wow. Has he done one for you?
I've taken myself out of the game.
He's already a public figure.
Oh.
Shelby has rules. He doesn't
like
just live.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't just live like a renegade. But this is, so we have her look. Corinne, do you have any thoughts
on... Well, I got one. I was like, do I have thoughts on what celebrity she looks like?
Well,
I got one.
You can give, once Shelby checks in with his, I have one.
Mm-hmm.
Corinne, what do you think?
Well, I mean, she kind of said what I was thinking at the end of the email, which is if he was interested, he would have said something. However, every man is not like a masculine energy type of dude, meaning he'll make the first move.
Sure.
I mean, I do have a new rule for myself where they have to make the first move, but that's just because I'm super masculine. So she doesn't look to be.
Yeah.
Just say hi because you don't have to say hi. I want to fuck you.
But you said I'm super masculine, but I want them to make the first move. How does that?
Because I don't want to be the masculine energy in the relationship.
So you need to be out masculine.
Exactly. That's why I end up dating like people who, you know, want all liberals to die and okay. and have a big
that's
beards.
How you end up on the Reddit alt-right groups.
Basically, yeah.
You're just at their their functions. Shelby, yeah. Do you have a celebrity lookalike?
I was gonna say Lucy Liu.
Lucy
Liu,
the only Asian celebrity. Yeah, Shelby nailed another one. I gotta say Lucy Liu. I had a different one.
Mine was
different.
What too. Was yours? Esther
Koo. Oh, she does
look. Because she really looks. I wasn't just picking an Asian. She
does
really looks
look like Esther
Koo.
I was going to say the woman who played Mantis in Avengers.
I guess so.
That's it. But Shelby,
did you look at the whole cast of Crazy Rich Asians, though? Yeah.
None of them ring a bell here. But no, she's cute. I understand what you're saying with the guy should come up to, like, I understand where she's coming from. I do also understand that a lot of guys do this, and especially right now you find a lot of people pre-asking out. Like, she's saying they're shooting each other looks.
Uh-huh.
So there's something there as far as, there's a vibe. There's an energy going on.
Well, he could just be looking because he's like, why is this girl always looking at me?
Yeah, well, no.
I
that's
don't know
not,
how she's looking. Everyone,
that's not how I've ever
just
thought.
Just because someone's a pretty girl doesn't mean they have game.
No, well, that's true. But I've never, if I had anyone looking at me, they could be the least track. I'd be like, of course they're looking at me. Like, it wouldn't be, it would not be like, why is this? Like,
oh,
I just
so
don't.
Wait, you have really, like, really high self-confidence where anyone's looking at you, you think it's because they're checking you out?
No, it's not even a self-confidence thing. It's just more of a, I'm not like, as a guy, and I don't think a lot of guys think this way, it's like, this is weird. This is creepy. Like,
okay.
That's not my first go
okay.
at it. It's more just like, I think that girl keeps looking at me. Like, it just okay. wouldn't be very, there wouldn't be a fear attached to it or a creepiness attached to it. So I don't think, and especially if they're at the gym and they go way back, I think.
I mean, I say hi to people at the gym who I'm not attracted to just because I see them all the time.
Yeah.
And like, if I see them on the street, I'll give them a head nod or a hello.
Someone DM'd me earlier today with, they were like, someone, and I think this is I want to give the same advice I gave to them, to this person. They were basically like, someone keeps looking at my Instagram stories and they don't follow me.
Oh.
And then I was like, well,
do you say they know in real life or
they might not. Oh. I don't think they know each other in real life.
Okay.
And I was like, well, to look up someone's Instagram, to look at someone's Instagram stories without following, you have to do something to do that. Like, it's not just a passive look.
Yeah.
Like, if I look at, like, I could have Instagram stories running on my phone while I'm in the other room.
Uh-huh.
So when we take a lot out of who watches ours and who doesn't, you're taking a lot out of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to think of what was the steps to get there. She doesn't follow you. Now she's looking at it and she still doesn't follow.
Oh, it was a girl looking at a guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's in love.
So
yeah.
I was like,
if it's a guy, he could just be like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, yeah.
How does phone work?
But this is the thing. This is the guys get no emotional intelligence on the spectrum. So I said to him, I was like, you should message. I go, you should message. Saw you looking at my profile. I saw that you look at my stories. What did I say to him to say? It was like, I saw that you look at my stories. Just wanted to say what's up. We should get a drink sometime.
Yeah, that's smooth. I like that a lot.
Because what you're doing is, and he was like, oh, you want me to like call her out? I was like, no. You're calling yourself out.
What a cancel culture.
Yeah.
No,
like, no, you're calling yourself, but also you're calling yourself out
that you noticed.
And you're being vulnerable.
Yeah.
And that's letting them know you cared enough to message. So like the same
that's
to
cool.
her where you're in the gym, you see him, you go, next time you see him, just go, hey, you used to work here, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's you noticing. That starts the conversation. That's you taking interest.
And it could just be friendly.
Totally.
Like, you're like, people are afraid of rejection, but if you're in a space where you see a familiar face a lot of times, you don't have to be like, hi, I love you. Do you want to go out? If not, I'm going to go kill myself and switch gyms.
You can, yeah, exactly.
You don't have to say that. Not so high stakes.
You can do a pre-interview.
Yeah, exactly.
And the pre-interview.
Feel it out.
And the pre-interview is to say, to get him to know that you know, nobody wants to be turned down. So I understand why he's not coming up to, even if he does have interest.
And also, I feel like in this environment, in this climate, it's a gym, you know, it's kind of a personal space. And he might have the same fears. He's like, well, if she's not interested, I've now like done something weird to this space.
Sure.
Because if it was something other than a gym, but like gym, I personally do not like getting hit on in the gym. So he might just be really wary of that.
Yeah.
Especially as someone who used to work there, where legally, I'm sure he wasn't, by, you know, corporate policy, wasn't supposed to be hitting on people.
Totally. And also it's like, you know, as a guy going up to a girl, it's thank you for coming up to me or get the fuck away from me, creep. There's like very rarely like that middle ground of like,
I know,
like, oh, it's either this is the most awkward thing that's ever happened or finally Prince Charming has come over, you know, like it, so I
try to be nice, but it's hard because even when you're middle of the road nice,
yeah,
but not interested, guys are so excited that you didn't say fuck you turd.
Absolutely.
That they still think I want to bang, and then I'm like then I just have like a new friend that I don't want to make
you
out
you have a
with.
New DMer every 5 minutes. So it's both sides. Sides are complicit in this whole thing of why these two aren't talking to each
for
other.
For sure, for
so
sure.
So to go up to him and say, hey, I think you used to work here, right? That is enough of an opening for him that if he's interested, the conversation should continue.
And if he doesn't get it from there, then it's like this person's not even emotionally ready for a relationship with a grown-up.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're sponsor people. MeUndies.
Oh, my fave.
Love MeUndies is here to change your underwear. Not literally, but it's here to change the way you think about underwear. Underwear is a state of mind. You guys might not know this.
I didn't know
underwear
this.
Isn't just about the surroundings of your balls.
Because they've really updated the technology.
Or your vagina. It's really, they didn't have the technology yet. And now the underwear is now it's really a social place, a way to live life.
Okay.
And that's what MeUndies is doing. They because they don't think MeUndies should take themselves too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
They want your undies to be a jokester. Maybe your undies are going to start a podcast. You
Ooh,
don't know.
Uh-oh.
They're called Between Two Balls. They believe undies should be...
No, they'll get canceled for people who have testicular cancer and lost one. Come on.
How could you do that to us?
Think ahead.
Call it on top of the one ball. fit for every booty like it was made for every booty. So, and they offer fun patterns that give you the freedom to express yourself.
That's MeUndies, my favorite part.
It is really nice. MeUndies also believes that every woman should have the freedom to wear whatever cut they want. Mm-hmm. Boy, MeUndies really... brave with their in whatever color they want.
The men's cuts I do.
You have.
Sometimes
whatever,
you need extra.
Whatever size they want. So ladies, rejoice. The Feel Free collection is here. You get to feel free. MeUndies size tested these 5 new silhouettes on every body type. With an ultra soft feather light waistband that provides zero restriction, these undies will be the best thing that has ever been on your body. Offered in sizes extra small to 4XL. Feel Free, the new Feel Free collection offers an ultra soft waistband and maximum comfort with a weightless feel and designed with you in mind. I love this.
I love MeUndies. They're so comfortable.
And they got new prints that drop every Tuesday. And I got to say, I'm wearing MeUndies right now. I wear MeUndies so that you guys don't have to feather me at all times of the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a constant feather bath.
That's such great news.
Yeah,
I'm
you're
wearing
right.
Me too.
You're right. Shelby too. So listen, we're sitting here in MeUndies. I enjoy them. The prints, that's another thing. Especially if you're out there, you're single gal, single guy, you know, it's like wearing the punchline.
Mm-hmm.
So like you get back to the bedroom, pants come off. Oh, there's the final joke before you guys bone. Look at that. Isn't that nice?
That's good for you.
Right? It's good for everybody.
Is there any print that would make you uncomfortable if you saw it?
There's not one print that would.
Wow.
I would.
What if
I
it
would
was a print
yes and the shit out of those prints.
That's okay with you?
The dick and balls on top. That would be hilarious to me. If a woman had underwear where the print was dick and balls, okay. I would go, we've all had fun today. We've really all had a time.
Love it.
So listen, to get your 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/JTrain. That's MeUndies.com/JTrain. MeUndies.com/JTrain. MeUndies.com/JTrain.
Your neighbors must love you.
I mean, you know, I watch The Bachelorette here too.
And I love that you have a minimalist approach to design. So there's not even a lot of things to eat up the noise.
You're
like just this least amount of possible.
I wanted to look like I moved in 6 months ago for the rest of my life.
I
here
love
with
it.
Corinne Fisher at Philanthropy Gal on Instagram. Two Less Lonely Girls, Guys We Fucked, and the Comics to Observe show at New York Comedy Club at 9:15 tomorrow night. Dating app hookup protocol.
Ooh.
I like this one.
Okay.
Insert all the accolades here. Suffice to say, your podcast is my favorite. I've never emailed a podcast host for advice before. I know you like short emails, so here it goes. Help a sister out. I'm a divorced, straight, single mom living in a largest Midwestern city. I'm active on a few dating apps looking for a long-term relationship, but also the occasional hookup in the meantime. How does one approach dating app matches where the goal is a quick hookup? Like, I swipe on someone's profile who make it clear they are also looking for a hookup. We match, and then what? Do you say something different, frame the first message differently? What the hell does a woman who is short on free time, I have primary nearly full custody of my son, so often it's short of a now or never scenario, do? I'd love a good opening line that will land well with the men I match with to make my intentions and time crunch clear. Thanks for all the laughs and the great perspective on dating. It has been so helpful as I've navigated this new stage of my life. Keep it up. So what do you think?
Well, I think this is where there is a double standard with quick sex on dating apps because I haven't used them for hookups because I'm a comedian, so I can just swipe on a person at a show, luckily. But
and you have won.
And would you? Let's go home. pretty simple. But for apps, I would say like, hey, you're free tonight, want to grab a drink? Like something like in the very near future. And you have to say, I just don't think there's any way you can word do you want to come
no,
and fuck you have to at least get a drink with the person.
That's the problem.
Or a coffee.
Her solution and her problem are the same thing. Because as I would assume as a woman, I could say as a guy, if a woman came to me and was like, want to fuck, okay, that's where we've now started at,
right?
Okay, for me as a guy who's, you know, just an anxious, not really a trusting person like that off the bat, I'd be like, there's something to be, something's going to happen here. I'm going to lose my identity.
Right.
Like, that would be my first Jewish thought.
Or you're going to be, like, invoiced for a sex worker or
whatever.
Something.
Yeah. I can only, worst case scenario, like, if I went through with it. So, you come too hard, the ego of a man strikes in.
Mm-hmm.
You come too lightly, you dance around the subject of drinks for 7 weeks, and then finally you meet up, and it's not what you wanted in the first place. I would say I think what your advice is completely right. You get it to drinks that night.
Yeah, I think same day dates are the only time I've actually gone on dates from dating apps. I've only been on two, and both the guys said, hey, do you want to do it tonight? Because it didn't give me time to think about it,
sure,
to cancel, to rearrange, to get a better offer. And I just go, you know what? Yeah. Because I get really nervous, and I don't know why, because it's not like I don't care what they think. I just, like, the whole thing makes me fucking uncomfortable.
And also, like, you know, I would think, like, you also have to be safe. So, you know, safety in mind, to me, I don't like the, hey, let's go out, I don't have time for this. I'm always like, I would just be like, hey, what's up? Nothing much. How's your day been? Oh, mine's been good. I did this, this, and that. How's yours? Oh, I did this and this and that. Actually, and this is where you take the turn, you know, if you have a good vibe from the conversation, actually, my son is with his father tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I have a free night.
Yes.
I'm looking to go out.
Yeah.
Do you want to get a drink tonight?
I think the mention of that you're a person who is busy and that you have a free night is great because free night kind of implies, like, I'm looking to get wild tonight.
Exactly. And saying the son is with the dad.
Yeah.
Now you've also implanted information that tells the person what's going on.
It's
here.
It's not often that I have, a house without a child.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And now on top of that, the guy should be able to make the plan. That's where you know if he wants to go or not.
Mm-hmm.
And if he writes back, yeah, actually, this bar at 8, that's the one that's formidable. And I know this is making the bar really low, but she's asking, you know, how do I get just a quick whatever? The bar is so low that him going, this bar at 8, and you're like, okay, that's someone who can at least Google search
make a
fucking restaurant and make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
So that someone who will make the decision on where to go and what time will also make the move from bar to bedroom.
Yeah.
J-Train
and he's not going to bring you flowers and have, make it all cumbersome.
Yeah. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Dating question. Too long. Here's a dude. JTrain and guest, I'll eventually follow on Instagram. @philanthropygal. Go follow. Go support.
Hey, Derek.
Multiple time duty emailer. I have this new situation I'm in. I'm hoping you could throw some knowledge at me. I'm a little under 2 years single after being in a 2.5 year relationship, but after some soul searching, typically early 20s New York City debauchery, I think I'm ready to be in a relationship again. About a month ago, I met this girl on Hinge. We hit it off immediately. We went on a date and spent the whole day together, night together, and grabbed breakfast in the morning.
Mm.
Ooh, the trifecta. We went on another date later that week, and since then have seen each other about once a week for the last 3 weeks. Until I asked to hang 1 week, and she asked if I wouldn't mind not hanging that week and instead hang out the following. I thought it was her way of trying to distance herself and start ending things, but she told me that she was in a very casual place and had gotten out of a relationship not long ago. I'm not sure how long and didn't ask. We've hung out since then and even slept together, didn't let me sleep over as she gets up at 5 a.m. And she's told me that how she's really enjoying hanging out with me and the time effort I put into dates. But now I'm afraid that this will all just be casual. So where do I go from here? Obviously, the more we hang, the more I like her. But I feel like she's trying to keep it casual. Maybe it's the hopeless romantic in me. But all of a sudden, he's a hopeless romantic. 2.5 years of... And he found someone he liked, and now he's like, oh, mon ami. But I'm ready to break it off. But I don't think I'm ready to break it off. I'm still enjoying our time together. But I don't know if I start really liking her and it stays casual, I'll just be another cautionary tale of friends with benefits who caught feelings. Do I see how things go when the summer ends and things start slowing down? Or is my only hope really breaking it off before I get too attached? For a little bit of background, I'm 24, she's 23. Do another live podcast in NYC soon. That is a perfect date spot. What do you think?
Well, I mean, summer is traditionally a non-cuffing season, so things are just a little bit more informal.
It does sound like she's keeping
it
open.
Yeah, she is. And I mean, and she is, and we can't blame her because she's been pretty clear about it. I mean, mm-hmm. I think you can have one more check-in conversation with her about it, but mm-hmm. she's been pretty open and honest about what it is that she's looking for. And I think another sign to look for is are you always initiating? Are you always initiating the text? Are you always initiating the plans? Because if so, then yeah, you're taking this more seriously than she is. So you have two options. You can get yourself in a mental space where you're comfortable with that, which I don't know, you know yourself better than I do. It seems like that might be hurtful to you. Because mm-hmm. like not every relationship with every person you like has to be a relationship forever, especially when you're this young. You could just like be like, oh my God, in September, you could look back and be like, wow, I had a summer with this amazing person.
Yeah.
That gives me hope that there's great people out there. And now I can go ahead and look for someone who I like, but who also is looking for the same things in a relationship that I'm looking for.
Yeah, that's why I don't understand. This is something that comes up a lot on this show where people are like, they're like, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go there.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid that once I get there, I won't be able to get in.
Yeah.
And it's like, I understand, like, this whole idea of like, I'm afraid I don't want to be another cautionary tale of catching feelings for someone I was casual with. And it's like, yeah, that's how you live and learn. That's mm-hmm. how the cookie crumbles. You're like, that's how, you know, that's how it all goes. If you don't let yourself kind of push forward in this, then you will just be a 24-year-old man, baby, forever.
Yeah.
So it's like you're trying to figure out what you like and what you want and you're trying to learn. To me, what's going on right now is great.
Mm-hmm.
You guys hang out every once every other week. You're forming a relationship. You're learning more about her. You're planning these things. She's receptive to the planning on most occasions.
Yeah.
You're going to get to the fall and you're going to say to her, let's do twice a week. I have this other thing going on. You should come to that. Like, I think like...
Just trick her, yeah.
Yeah. It's less a trick, but it's more...
I know what you're talking
about. I understand. Like, it's like there's a point where it's like, if you move in your stuff one thing at a time, you've moved in
right
at a certain point.
Right.
So yeah, tricker.
I mean, you could go full, you know, it's also like going full rom-com, I call it, because it's like, well, oh, you're bitching. Like, she wants a casual. Fucking go full rom-com. Say like, this is, I want you. How do I make this work? Like, you can make, like, people have, that's how Jerry Halliwell got in the Spice Girls. You can make a move.
Yeah.
You know, she's not really that good of a vocalist.
And what did she do?
She just kept it. She was persistent. And I know that's a weird advice to give in the Me Too era, but there's a way, but it's not like, you know, you are already, she's already slept with you. She already likes you. She's already let you into your home. You're at a different stage. And additionally, this other piece of advice came to me while you were speaking, that if that's too much of like a hardcore move for you to make, and you're afraid of catching feelings or getting too attached to her, just date other, start dating other people, even if you're not that interested in them, just literally to get your mind off of her. I do that all the time. Like the other, like I did it this weekend. Like I'm seeing someone who I like too much, and then I was like, I can't text him tonight, so I literally just called some other people.
Just to keep yourself distracted.
Yeah, because I'm like, oh, well, we all like each other.
Yeah, idle hands are the
devil's plaything, the
fuck boys plaything.
Oh, yes,
you know, like that. That's the, I think that's good advice. Keep yourself busy. But also, I do have to say, like, don't be afraid of catching feelings for this person. Don't be afraid of saying to them, hey, my door is open. Like, you can only, and I know this is tough to do, but you can only be you. You can only do the things you do. You
is there
can
a
only,
song that goes with this? This is so beautiful.
I'm writing the second single for,
for me also.
Me also. I'm just saying, if he's like, hey, you're a fun dude living in the city, trying to make money, trying to fuck this chick, okay? What's the worst? That's not the worst things in the world, okay?
Right.
So you're inviting her out. You're going on the dates. You're having fun. You're getting a sleep, kind of a sleepover. And then maybe the Saturday comes along and you go, hey, I'm out with friends.
Mm-hmm.
Come on out.
Yeah.
And maybe she doesn't answer. Maybe she says no. But I think like there's this need to like go from like we're casual to we're serious. You can stick
not
around.
Not with any men I know.
Yeah. Well, no. No, that's the truth. But I mean, I see it with women. Where it's
of course.
What's the next step? We've now gone to we're something station. Why aren't we at the next station? And it's like, why don't you just hang around and be the most fun, casual guy she comes in contact with.
Mm-hmm.
Because at a certain point, she's going to come back to you and go, wow, he's never pressured me. He's always just been like, come hang out, whatever.
Yeah, he's
and
a real doormat. That's exactly what I was looking for.
Yeah. You could be a doormat with a locked door.
I know. Okay, but also, like, he was, I was looking at his history again, because he's only 24.
Yeah.
So, you know, he was in a 2.5-year relationship, but that was 2 years ago. So it's like, this next relationship that you get in will be a much different relationship.
Totally.
That I think that the relationship that you are thinking about in your head. So things are different. The dating scene is different now. The climate's different, the ages are different, and it's just like a lot of 23-year-old girls just don't want to fucking get into a long-term relationship now.
But the biggest difference between his old relationship and the one that's going on now is it lives more in the gray.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
the one that he had 2.5 years, so it was a high school to college relationship, basically, is what he had.
Mm-hmm.
He's counting that as his last relationship. Yeah, that existed
my
girlfriend now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, now it doesn't work that way.
We're adults, we have jobs, we have choices.
We have a pie wheel of time that we can give up.
Yeah.
And she's willing to give you up this much time, this little slice of time. You keep saying to her, hey, this is, I'm doing this. Come on out. I think that's like, let her get involved with your party and then she'll see how great it is, or she'll not. But don't steer away because it's like,
and don't be consistently available, because this is a little bit game playing, and I hate to give people game playing tactics, but like if you're consistently available and you're just like always the one like checking in too much, like if you're saying good morning every morning, pull back a little.
Yeah, that's not stuff you want to
do. Not in a hurtful way. Pull back a little, and then that'll make her come to you every now and again. And there's a lot of value in that.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We are sponsored people, and this is on the theme of comfort.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big one, okay? I am wearing them right now.
I'm okay. looking all over your body because I don't know what we're going to talk about.
They're called figs, okay? And I think there's something all of us can agree on. Nurses, doctors, dentists, and people who work in medicine and healthcare are pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I know there's a few people that might disagree with that. There's the anti-healthcare community.
Like when I had a back knee and then I went to the doctor and I took off my shirt and she goes, oh!
Really? Oh, my God. That is horrifying.
But look, my back's so beautiful now.
Oh, look, you did it.
I was shamed into clearing my back knee.
She dies. You have to find another nurse to take care of her. Oh, sorry. I died of seeing back knee. All of us can think of a time when a medical professional helped us or a family member. Yeah, I have fond feelings of health, you know, care professionals. Figs is an amazing company that is making scrubs in stylish and functional for the people who deserve it most.
I think there's a lot of nurses that listen to this show.
Listen, Figs sent me a pair. Mm-hmm. They are wear out in public scrubs.
Wow.
Like, look good. They look like joggers. They sent one for me and my girlfriend Jess. She has a pair. We're walking around looking like two Grey's Anatomy doctors.
Scrubs are very hot.
Hot right now. And they look really good. It doesn't look sloppy. Mm-hmm. You could wear them and really fool some people.
I think scrubs are hotter than that traditional cliche nurse's outfit, you know?
What do you mean? Like the one where it looks like they're wearing...
The Party City plastic bag one.
With that weird like hat with the red cross on it.
Oh, that's a different look. Yeah, you're right.
The thigh-high fishnets. Jared's like, yeah. I don't agree with that.
Shelby, we all have our dreams.
Figs for sluts. That's the next one
out. Figs is that their next line. Yeah. No, but I think the figs look is just... I got a colonoscopy once. And they really knock you the fuck out when you get a colonoscopy. And I woke up and all these nurses were in scrubs. And I remember being like, I'm so horny right now. Like I couldn't.
Really? I've never even seen a hot nurse. Like a real one.
Really? Oh.
You agree?
No, I can't believe what you just said.
I know.
I've never seen a hot
they
nurse.
They look like comfy pillows. It's human pillows.
You guys must go to a different doctor.
Yeah.
My OBGYN's hot. She looks like Salma Hayek.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Figs is an amazing company that is making scrubs stylish and functional for the people who deserve it most. For years, nurses, doctors, dentists, and other awesome medical professionals were forced to wear scratchy, ill-fitting scrubs. Not only were they ugly and uncomfortable, they were designed for the life-saving work doctors and nurses do. Every set of figs is antimicrobial. Protects from germs and bacteria. Ridiculously soft and moisture wicking and features four-way stretch. Figs are comfortable and look like normal clothes. Their pants have yoga waistbands and come in a variety of styles from classic straight leg to joggers. I have the joggers. They are very cool, very sleek. Just put them on, look great on her, black, you know, for, you know, your formal occasions. Figs gives back and you can too. Every time you shop at Figs, they give scrubs to healthcare providers in need around the world through their Threads for Threads initiative. To date, Figs has donated hundreds of thousands of sets in over 35 countries. That's great. So whether you're one of the awesome humans that works in healthcare or someone that just wants to say thanks to these deserving folks, Figs is going to make that easy by providing you with 15% off your first purchase by using my code JTRAIN. Get ready to love your scrubs. Head to wearfigs.com. That's WEARFIGS.com. Enter my code JTRAIN at checkout and get 15% off. This is great. I love this. Here with Corinne Fisher at Philanthropy Gal. Go follow. Go support. Okay. Help, please. Oh, my God. They put it in a PDF. This is way too...
Do you want me to read it for you?
Let's... Okay, here, this might be help. I think you can help with this one. I'm writing in because I can't seem to shake my feelings for this one guy. I'm hoping maybe your sage insight on the matter will be helpful. I'm 18, and I first started talking to this guy in 2017. It was in my second year of high school, and he the third and last. What? I was in my second year of high school, and he the third and last.
I guess he completed high school in 3 years?
I'd never had any interest in him until one night I got slightly tipsy at a party and struck up conversation with him. He was warm, flirty. Thus, I started a thing that lasted until January 2018. It was mainly texting and kissing and stuff at parties. We did go to out a couple times. It was slightly weird. I'm very awkward. And what if this is, I don't know if I can help this person. Around the time.
Texting and kissing
young.
At parties, yeah.
Around there's exchanges like this one. Once he drove me home from a party, and as we kissed in the car, he said, "Do you want to do it next time we see each other?" I don't mean to laugh. This just feels I've
I
never.
Can't.
Do you want to do it?
Yeah.
I'm sure I said worse in high school. I was caught by surprise and bothered by his wording. Yeah,
we are too.
So I understand. So I answered that I didn't feel comfortable doing it my first time if he didn't really want anything serious with me. I don't feel that way anymore on the issue. I still want to have sex with him and still only him.
I hope he doesn't say do it anymore.
Fast forward to January 2018. I have been away for months and it's only the second time I'd see him. I'd seen him that morning. I went over to his. We lived 2 minute walk apart for a while, and we made out for a while. It didn't escalate much, except I was on my period and he touched my vagina.
This is a report.
I had stuffed some toilet paper down there. I don't know if I should be reading this. Do you have a?
I'll read it.
We gotta
finish it now.
Okay. I didn't have many pads left. This is very specific. I didn't know.
I mean,
is this something you do as a young lady?
I've stuffed some toilet paper. I'm 33 and I still, from time to time,
we'll stuff some
toilet paper. Do you want me to tell you more about it in detail?
Be my Sherpa on this email. I feel I didn't realize until later, so embarrassing. Don't be embarrassed. Your body. He didn't comment, though, so I don't know whether he could tell.
He couldn't tell. It's very hard.
I can tell you right now.
There's no way.
We don't even. I was fingering the belly button until I was 25. okay, so I left his house, and when I texted letting him know I had gotten home safely per his request, I realized he had blocked my number because that text never got delivered or any other after that matter. Also, I know he has a really small dick. People had brought the issue to my attention before.
I love this email.
This should teach every guy, don't block anyone's number for no reason. That's how small my school and town is. I feel that is actually much better. But I wonder if it was an issue for him. The day I had touched it through his briefs, I left not much later, so maybe it made him uncomfortable. I felt so bad, like I had assaulted him. Why else would he block me? I should also mention throughout the whole encounter, he wore only wore a bathrobe and briefs.
Harvey Weinstein?
Yeah.
What is going on here, girl?
Okay, so I left his house, and when I texted him, I'm hoping they're the same age.
Right.
But
I don't know. Well, he said high school. The thing is, he could be one of those like old high schoolers who's like 27 and graduating high school.
Yeah.
I don't know any teens with bathrobes. My brother had one, but that's because I bought it for him because I'm a cool older sister.
I don't live in town anymore, and I have since unfollowed him on every app, but I know pretty much his whole family. So she knows the whole family then. We have more or less the same circle of friends, and I feel like I love him. I genuinely do.
You don't.
My friends can't stand me mentioning the situation with this dude and how weird I feel about it one more time. In their eyes, it's all done and dusted. I understand. I'm starting to more understand what's going on here. I acted immaturely and did stupid shit. He didn't want me and took the cowardly way out. But it's been months of distance, and it still hurts. I still dream of him, as stupid as that sounds. Everything was just left so open. We never had a conversation, and I really admire and love him. Don't know how to not to feel so pathetic about him and move on. And also, I wrote him a letter and a DM to him. It went unacknowledged, and it was not much help. That was months and months ago. My Instagram is for reference.
Love when they give Instagrams. Thank you.
This is hers. What do you have to say about this? I mean, this sounds like young love.
Yeah, but we've
all
been
there.
I think it's this feeling that you think is love before you've been treated properly and know what real love is. And I know it's difficult to say like you don't love him, but this is not what love is. You shouldn't feel like this. Like love is not this like unknowing anxiety. Does he like me? Pain. Like that's not what love is, and it's not what it should be. And often your first encounters with romance will feel like that, but that's because people aren't treating you properly.
Mm. It is young. I'm looking at his. He's got like a bunch of. He's a young dude.
Oh God.
She's a young girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's what I...
I didn't even see a picture of her face. I just saw...
Can't really see her.
Oh, okay.
She's got a lot of art stuff.
Yeah, you guys are from... You guys are from different worlds. You're like collecting rocks and it's very sweet and he's like...
You're young.
Yeah.
Let me just say, I mean, thank you, Podcast Rocks. We laughed along with this email at first because it's so young.
It's very sweet. We're old. Sweet we're old people over us, here.
So I just want to let you know, like... By the end of it, I was like, yeah, we've all been there.
Sure.
You know, I think anyone who has liked someone in high school and had that kind of gotten back to them has been like, wow, I did it. I have this adult thing happening for me.
Oh, and girl, I want to let you know, I'm 33 years old and I did cry over someone liking someone's tweets yesterday. So, we're on the same page.
Yeah. So
it doesn't get better.
It doesn't get better. You're going to be feeling, but I understand like you had this experience with this guy. It was probably a lot of first experiences. You're talking about, you're learning about your body. You're talking about having your period and not realizing it. You're talking about him having a, you know, the size of his penis and him being uncomfortable. Everyone is uncomfortable at your age and beyond, you know, so at every age, you're always going to be uncomfortable. You're always going to feel a little bit out of place. But I think the one thing to understand is that it's normal and to go hang out with your friends and family and lean on them. But also know that this guy blocked you not because he hates you or you did anything wrong. Because he's immature too.
I didn't know that when you block someone, the texts don't go through. Is that definitely what he did? Or he just, I was like, maybe he just didn't pay his phone bill.
Maybe, or maybe, yeah, I don't know. We don't even know if he blocked you. Maybe it's usually blue and now it's green all the time.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. But it's really just one of those things that you don't know how to act and feel and you feel alone. I get it. But it's like, you know, this is what it is. This is why there's 33-year-olds writing into this podcast and 18-year-olds.
Right.
This isn't easy, but know that the reasons he did these things that made you feel upset are the same reasons that you aren't sure what happened. You're both immature and learning.
Well, there's just a lack of communication also. Like, you didn't assault him. Like,
no.
Even if he did know that you had toilet paper there and, like, someone touches it, that's not assaulting someone. Like, your period is not... It's a man getting period blood on his hands and certainly touching a period that's happening over pants with no blood is not an assault. It's your body's natural occurrence.
Here's what's gonna happen. Yeah, exactly. And he's gonna go to his friends and go... like, or not his friends, but I'm saying, like, 10 years from now, he's gonna go... You're going to come across each other and he's going to go, man, I act like an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that's going to happen because I've done that with people I acted like an idiot with in high school. I've done that with people that I've come across that I acted like an idiot with after college, even as an adult. So I
just don't sit around and pine over this guy, though. Like, that's like the thing that bothers me because it's such a habit that women get into that will end up lasting a decade. And like, it's a bad habit to start when you're young to just like, this guy is not responding to you. You've reached out. Stop reaching out. Like, no matter what, like, there's nothing like you cannot force someone to love you. That is not love. Love is when a true love that you want to experience is reciprocated.
Yeah.
And so don't start getting into the habit of putting yourself into these positions where you're pining over people and giving your time to people who are not enthusiastic about having you in their lives.
It's right, exactly. And it's going to feel confusing until it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, like, for this girl, I think, you know, it's tough to take this advice. I know she's listening going,
sure.
You didn't tell me how to get over him.
Do you want an actual, I'll give you an actual thing that'll help you get over.
How?
There's an amazing TED talk called, How to Fix a Broken Heart by, Guy Winch, who's a relationship therapist.
Okay.
And he has a beautiful accent. It's on YouTube. It's 12 minutes. I literally work in the same, you know, relationship-y field as Jared for a living for over 6 years. It helped me in 12 minutes more than any book I've read, piece of advice I got or conversation I've had. So
there
you go.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We'll do one more email. Thank you, Corinne, for coming on.
No problem. I see you invited all of Harlem's finest.
We have all of Harlem's finest.
Who's within a 3-block radius and can come right now?
Taping another episode.
More email.
Here we go. Half asleep Snapchats. Hi, Jared, Shelby, an esteemed guest. Love you in both pods, but I'm going to come right to the chase. This guy that I was friends with in middle school and I are friends on Snapchat. Every 6 months or so, he sends me a snap of half his face, freshly woken up, lying in bed. No message to go with, nothing. Just half his face, half asleep, lying in bed. Why is he doing this? I have never responded because what would I even say? For some context, I had a crush on him in sixth grade and nothing ever came of it. No,
this is really a throwback episode.
No awkward. It really is. Not real sixth grade relationship. Nothing. I'm not even sure he knew about it. To be honest, we're both 23 now.
Me and Jared are going to exchange friendship lanyards after we're done with these emails.
They're 23 now. This is a guy from middle school. And I've since moved on.
My favorite part, we are both 23 and I have since moved on. Yeah, I love it. I would hope so. I love it.
I think it's really funny and would love to hear what possible explanation you have for this. Thanks in advance. What do you think?
This is called a dude's bored and maybe he's like waking and baking or something. This is just juvenile behavior. It seems like he hasn't really grown up since the sixth grade.
I know exactly what's happening.
What's he doing?
This is
trying
a
to fuck?
Yes.
Yeah, but you don't fuck the guy who sends you a picture of half his face on Snapchat.
I'm not saying to fuck him.
This is
how
we get in these predicaments and we're pining over people who are blocking us.
I'm saying this is a guy who is someone that will receive a snap from me.
Yeah, he's real lonely and he's going back in time and thinking of anyone in history who ever wanted to fuck him.
This is the thing.
You came up in the archives.
But we talked about this with the gym person. There's so many things going on right now that are guys saying that they like you without having to get turned down.
Well, that's...
So this is him going, this is a way...
This is juvenile behavior, though. The gym thing
was
fine.
Of course, but this is very juvenile. But I'm saying it's happening in all of our lives. Someone that likes 10 of your Instagram posts in a row. To the girl who looks at his the stories without following. These are
that's
all small
true.
Signals that you never get turned down on. But it is putting yourself out there the smallest amount.
But don't you think that sometimes, and this is me asking truly you friend to friend, don't you think it's kind of a joke that sometimes women look too much into social media cues?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But it's...
I'm not even saying this. That's just more like a personal question for myself.
But this kind of goes back. But this goes back to
Can you help me, Jared?
Totally. Listen, I talk about some girl was like, oh, he watches my Instagram stories every day. What does it mean? Well, he either likes you or he's pooping. It's one of the two. I don't know which it is, but I'm telling you, one's more likely than the other. Okay? He either likes you or it's a big fat shit.
Right.
But we've talked about the thing of the more you watch him, the farther they get pushed to the front.
Well, this is the other thing. This is on Instagram. The more you've touched someone's account, the more they're... Instagram posts stories come to the front of the line.
Yeah, I have the same people. You're one of my the people who are always featured for me, so I always watch them.
You're there for me, so I'm saying. But these are accounts that we've looked at in the past, or I've liked your stuff.
Totally.
There's people that you've never liked that if they put a story up, it would go to the back of the line.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that someone that you may be going on a date with or are dating. That after you've ended, they still show up to the front of your line. So, of course, you watch them every time.
Right.
This situation is different. He is actively taking a picture of himself, and he's sending it out to not just her, but a list of hers. And he's seeing, this is the equivalent to me.
A list of hers? Because I don't have Snapchat anymore.
So on Snapchat, you can send it to 10 people at once.
Right.
You could do that on Instagram. You could send a message to 10 people. So my point is, for this guy, what he's doing is throwing a big net into the ocean and then chumming the water.
Oh, so he's sending this not just to her. That's my big question.
I don't think so. I think he sends this out every morning to a bunch of girls and sees who will talk to him.
Jesus.
And then it's a non-threatening way to never get turned down.
Men are fascinating creatures.
So he and because of something you said earlier in the podcast that we don't even know how to use a phone.
Yeah.
Women think that we have the baseline of knowledge when it comes to this stuff. So then we know we can hide in plain sight with the knowledge.
Right.
So this guy knows what he's doing. He knows there's a girl out there that they already have this like pre-existing middle school relationship. And he's like, I think she's kind of cute. Let me send her a few Snapchat selfies and see if she ever talks to me because of this.
Right. But I mean, it could. The only thing is, like, feels like with Snapchat, too, it feels like he could just be looking for like tit pics back or something.
Of course. I mean, the spectrum is wide.
I don't know that it's like a romance. It seems like if you want to hook up with this guy, you can. But you can.
That is a very.
But you can also.
That's a very fair response.
Hook up with anyone.
True.
Pretty much. not really exciting.
The spectrum is I want a titty to I want to meet your parents.
Yeah.
And everything in between.
Yeah.
It's probably more towards titty.
More towards titty, yeah.
But this is what he's saying. Is at the very least, he wants to see a nipple.
Well, as far as like emotional, romantic, intelligence and like communication, I feel like Snapchat is like the lowest of the social media platforms.
I totally agree. Corinne Fisher, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
At Philanthropy Gal on Instagram and Twitter. Go check her out. Two Less Lonely Girls. Guys We Fucked. The Comics to Observe. Shelby, thank you for popping in.
Thanks for having me.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat. I'm Jared Fried. We're here every Tuesday and Friday. Keep sending your emails. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back next episode. Boom.
Woo.